101.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. A Trump spokesman says the former president will appeal the $350 million penalty that a judge has ordered in the civil fraud case against the Trump Organization. Loyola Law professor Lori Levinson.
The timing of this verdict by the judge couldn't have been worse for Donald Trump, because in a few weeks he'll be facing a criminal prosecution for fraud again in New York. And with this judge establishing that he believes that Trump and his sons ran a fraudulent operation with the Trump Organization in New York, it will be perhaps on the minds of prospective jurors.
The judge has also barred the Trumps from borrowing money in New York for 3 years and from running any companies in New York. 3 years for the former president, two for his sons. In Atlanta, there has been more testimony in the case of a prosecutor's possible removal from Trump's election interference criminal case because she had an affair with her co-prosecutor. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis did not return to the witness stand today after the state said it had no further questions for her, but her father, John Floyd, did appear and defended his daughter. He talked about some of the threats that she faced in taking on the 2020 election interference case and said he did not know anything about the relationship that she had with Nathan Wade.
2 days after the Kansas City Super Bowl parade shootings, two minors have been charged. Here's CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Two juveniles are now facing gun-related and resisting arrest charges following the fatal shooting at the Chiefs parade Wednesday in Kansas City. A statement from Jackson County Family Court says additional charges are anticipated as the investigation moves forward.
President Biden has been in East Palestine, Ohio, just over a year after the chemical train wreck that sent thousands scrambling to safety. And he promises this will not be the last word on the rail disaster.
Today I'm announcing the award of 6 National Institutes of Health grants to some of America's best research universities to study the short and long-term impacts of what happened here.
Russian prison officials say they are trying to determine the cause of death for Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader they say died in the Arctic prison where he was serving a 19-year sentence. There have been previous attempts on Navalny's life. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says his death isn't surprising, but
the fact that he was able to survive these conditions even for a period of time after the debilitating effects of the attempted murder of him by a nerve agent is in some ways surprising.
And Navalny was one of Vladimir Putin's most severe critics, and President Biden says Putin is responsible for his death. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
What?
What's the name of the Elizabeth Banks show? Not Elizabeth Banks, so Elizabeth.
WandaVision.
Elizabeth. WandaVision, that's right.
What?
Is it funny or is it like...
It is a nice show? I mean, it's action, comedy, everything.
Cool.
Minute and a half.
Okay.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Friday night in the state of Wisconsin, we're broadcasting state live. I am your host, Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me on this Friday night as we head into the weekend. Our first football this weekend, but that's okay. That gives us time to catch up on all the Oscar movies as the big show is right around the corner, March 10th. Let me know what you've seen. I'm getting close. I think I have two more films to see. I need to see A Zone of Interest and The Holdovers. So I'm excited. I have all weekend to catch up on that. I can't tell if there's a bit of a letdown. Yesterday was National Wisconsin Day. And I feel like it's like the day after Christmas in a way. Because last night on the show, we talked a lot about Wisconsin, a lot about our state. Talked about our favorite places. We had Logan Rogge on from the Travel Wisconsin office was here. We had guests talking about Wisconsin. You know what we didn't do, Conrad? We did not play On Wisconsin or Jump Around. We probably should have done that.
We should have done that, yeah.
I'm glad you're here tonight, buddy. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah. Conrad is ready to take your calls and texts.
Yes.
As always, he will not let you down. But yeah, we probably should have done something a little more like musically. Maybe some polkas or something. I don't know.
There we go.
But maybe people wouldn't have come back, though, if we played polkas. Who knows? So, yeah, tonight's going to be a fun show. We've got some great guests, as always. Comedian and writer Mike Mercury will be here at 7:35. Mike Clemens Sports. Mike is the guy when it comes to sports. He will be here at 9 o'clock. And Mike always takes a, kind of goes off on a tangent, kind of does a dog leg sometimes and talks about something I'm not expecting, which is always fun, too, to see what's on Mike's mind. And then Terry Barr will join us at the bottom of the second hour to talk about what's coming up on Max Inc. Saturday night. She'll have a little sample of what they'll be playing tomorrow, and we'll talk about Terry. I want to get Terry's thoughts on National Wisconsin Day because she is the physical embodiment of the Wisconsin spirit, if you ask me. She knows a lot about the state. She loves living here. I think she's lived here almost her whole life. She's done all kinds of media jobs, lived in different places. So we'll talk to Terry at 9:35. That'll be fun, as always. And, of course, we want to hear from you. It's so much fun when you guys text us. We get to break down what you're thinking, share it on the air. Don't be afraid to tell us where you're from, too. I always read, area codes. And I'll say from the 920, from the 608, whatever. Don't be afraid to tell me what town you're from. I just realized today that, 608's a big area code, as is the 262, the 920. You know, if you're so inclined, tell us what town you're texting from. That would be great to hear, too. And you'll have plenty of chances to weigh in tonight because we'll be talking comedy, movies, a little bit of sports. And our question tonight, this is a good one. Today is also No One Eats Alone Day. So, I had to think about that one. I get what it means. I think it means like we don't want people living alone or being lonely. That I get. But when it comes to just full-blown eating, I got to tell you, I don't mind eating alone. Especially if I'm in flavor country, man. If I am snarfing down food that I love, like a good Wisconsin brat or, just an amazing cheeseburger or something, or pasta with garlic and oil. I don't know that I want people around, and I don't know that people want to watch that either. Because when I'm done with food, when I'm hungry and I have a meal I really like, it looks like a crime scene when I'm done. So, and it's amazing to eat and break bread with people. I love that. Sitting down as a family, you can't beat that. But I don't know. I sometimes don't know that I want to subject people to the borderline sexual noises I'm making when I'm enjoying a really good meal by myself.
Yeah, I don't think I want to hear that either.
Luckily, I don't eat anything here in the studio that warrants that kind of a response. But that's our question tonight. Do you like eating with others or alone? And, you know, maybe you're like me. Sometimes you want to eat with other people. Sometimes you don't. It's fun to just like, what did you say? Why do you like to eat alone, Conrad? You told me before.
Because I'm in charge of the TV remote. I like to watch something that's up my alley when I'm eating food.
Yeah. Like a little escapism.
Yeah.
Now, what's the best meal you could see yourself eating when you're watching said color television?
Oh, it would have to be something with chicken. Maybe
chicken?
Some.
Okay.
Well, all right. So if it's sports, I want some chicken wings.
Okay.
But if it's a nice movie, I'm thinking a nice little chicken with pasta meal.
Oh, there you go. Maybe a little pesto or yeah. garlic and oil.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong there, buddy. Yeah, I'm with you. I like both. So if I had to answer this question, though, in the way I think they mean it, yeah, you don't want anyone to eat alone. That's kind of sad. Loneliness is a terrible thing. But when it comes to just full on me against the food, it is on, and I want to be alone. So I'll answer that question first. I'll say be alone. Pete is texting in from the, where are we, Conrad? Green Bay, right? 920. And I'm saying, I want to eat alone. Let me know what you think. Let us know. Do you like eating alone or do you like eating with others? You can give a reason. You know I sound like a glutton for everything I just said. I accept that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-party. Yeah, I think if I'm eating a meal, I want like a good pasta, maybe a glass of wine or occasionally a beer, depending on the kind of movie I'm watching, glass of whiskey. I'm tending to focus on the drinks here, and I should be focusing on the food. I think pasta with garlic and oil, if I'm watching a movie. Sports, yeah, maybe pizza. Maybe do pizza with sports. Got some birthdays today, too. Maharsha Ali, great actor, turns 50. I want to say he is an Oscar-winning actor, too. I think he won an Oscar for Moonlight. Let's go to the Google. But I loved his performance in Green Book. Loved Green Book. And he was great in Moonlight. Just a great actor. A lot of people don't know this. Mahershala Ali, was also in the third season of True Detective, and he was excellent. He's got like this soft-spoken intensity. That's hard to pull off. Like when an actor just has a look, and you can kind of see what's going on behind their eyes, De Niro has it. You know, all the greats have it. Gene Hackman has it. Meryl Streep has it. Like, it's just, and Mahershala Ali has it too. Viggo Mortensen played opposite him in that movie. They were great together, and the film won Best Picture. Peter Farrelly took home a Best Picture. The guy that did Dumb and Dumber took home a Best Picture Oscar for a film that was not a comedy. That is a testament to a guy who is a well-rounded, phenomenal filmmaker. And a lot of people don't know this. Mahershala Ali won, I'm trying to find if he won an Oscar. He was a very good college basketball player. I think he played at St. Mary's College in California. But then went to the Tisch School of the Arts in New York. He left college basketball behind. Probably wasn't good enough to be in the pros. But and he's now a very, just an incredibly successful actor. He's been in four films that were nominated for Best Picture. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I don't remember him in that. Moonlight, Hidden Figures, and Green Book. And Moonlight and Green Book both won Best Picture. That's pretty cool. He also won a Best Actor Oscar for Moonlight, which is just a great And it's the first, I didn't know this. The first time a Muslim actor won an Academy Award. I didn't know he was Muslim. Hey, let's play a clip from Moonlight, Conrad. Do we have time?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do that. Let's play the clip. Will you pick? We've got a couple of them. This is Mahershala Ali.
I've been here a long time, and I'm from Cuba. I was a wild little shorty, man. Just like you. Run around with no shoes on, the moon was out. This one time, I run by this old lady. I was running, hollering, cutting a fool, boy. This old lady, she stopped me. She said, running around, catching a boy that light. In moonlight, black boys look blue. You blue. That's why I gonna call you. Blue.
Say your name, Blue.
Nah. At some point, you gotta decide for yourself who you gonna be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
That's Mahershala Ali in Moonlight, a role for which he won an Oscar. And I just learned this moments ago. He was the first Muslim actor to win an Academy Award. And this year, Lily Gladstone is nominated for Killers of the Flower Moon. She's the first Native American, I believe, to be nominated for an Oscar and would be the first to win, obviously. So that was a scene from Moonlight. Great movie if you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen Green Book, just a great back and forth between Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen, who plays Tony Lip, his driver. Mahershala Ali plays famous piano player who Tony Lip has to drive through the South. And because he's black, he needs a protector. And the Green Book tells you where you can stay when you're in the South and when you are a person of color. He played Donald Shirley. He turns 50 years old today, Mahershala Ali. So coming up next, yesterday was National Wisconsin Day. We had a bit of a, not a brouhaha, not a Donnybrook, not fisticuffs. Actually, it was very cordial, but Travel Wisconsin says Wisconsin has more lakes than Minnesota. Today, a Civic Media coworker says that's not true. We'll discuss that next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the term.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Swear to God, I don't know if you use Macs. I have a Mac PowerBook, or no, MacBook Pro. The size of the keypad is like as big as a putting green. And it's so frustrating because I put both my hands on the laptop at times, most of the time when I'm typing. And man, if your pinky or a hair on your finger touches the tracking pad goes bananas. I don't know why they have to make that so big. Hey, Conrad?
Yes?
Still here? Take a memo. Let's get someone from Mac on the show. We got to get to the bottom of this. I'm having a tech
from
day.
Apple. Uh-huh. From Apple?
Yeah. Yeah. Mac, Apple, whatever it's called. I spent most of my day untangling cords, whether it's headphones, a phone charger. You have days like that?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Not just me. I didn't think it was just me. But it's maddening. I mean, and it's technology. I don't want to give it. It's not like I want to live without it. I like it. I like being able to look at my phone when I'm in line at the post office or driving 80 miles an hour. Kidding. But it can be frustrating. All right. So yesterday, Logan Rogge from Wisconsin Travel was on the show. We were celebrating National Wisconsin Day. And he told me he was a native Minnesotan. And maybe he was just being Minnesota nice. I don't know. That is a thing because I watch Fargo. The Coen brothers are always talking about Minnesota nice. But he agreed that Wisconsin actually had more lakes than Minnesota, which brands itself the land of 10,000 lakes. And, I don't really have a horse in the race. I'm a transplant to Wisconsin, but I am definitely a Wisconsinite. I love Wisconsin. I really don't care who has more lakes. But in the spirit of gamesmanship, I did get a message from Chris Casper today, a fellow Civic Media employee, who sent me a PolitiFact article that says Minnesota actually does have more lakes. I don't know if this is a political issue. I guess it could be. If you're running for office and want the lake endorsement or the people who love lakes endorsement, maybe. But the problem, I think, after reading the article Chris sent me, was how they define lakes, how our state defines lakes, and how Minnesota defines lakes. Minnesota, first of all, Minnesota claims to have 11,482 lakes in its, quote, public waters inventory. Wisconsin says they have 15,074 documented lakes in the state, but apparently 60% of those don't even have a name. I mean, do you have to name it for it to be considered a lake? Apparently, according to this article, Minnesota defines a lake as a body of water greater than 10 acres. And that's how it got to their number. Wisconsin defines a lake as, well, anything it feels like calling a lake. Thousands are less than 10 acres. What do you think about this, Conrad?
Well, I guess Minnesota beat us, huh? If we're going with the actual term of a lake.
I mean, if someone's got to dig into this, because, yeah, I mean, we kind of trounce Minnesota. If you go by what, all right, Wisconsin, it says, hey, Wisconsin, how many lakes do you have? This is from the article. And this is all because I think the old Wisconsin tourism secretary said, I'm going to find her name here, that Sarah Meany in 2019, this is an appearance on a radio show, she said, we have more. So, I mean, I guess we have to have a national lake committee to decide what constitutes a lake. What body of water can be considered a lake? Interesting. Chris sent me this article, obviously in good fun, but he's obviously sticking up for his home state of Minnesota, even though he left and he moved here, where we supposedly have fewer lakes. I don't know why you'd move from Minnesota to Wisconsin if you think we have fewer lakes. Seems like you'd want to live in a state with the most lakes, if lakes are your thing. A climatologist with the Minnesota DNR said different agencies use different definitions of lake for their own purposes, but there is no nationally accepted definition. I guess therein lies the problem. Let's all put down our bayonets and our drums, and let's just say that cumulatively, Between us, we've got 25,000 lakes. Everybody's moving to this region of the country anyway, thanks to climate change. There'll be plenty of lakes to go around. That's what I say. But that was funny. Thank you, Chris, for sending that article. Tonight's question. Oh, it's a doozy, folks. I ask the tough questions. Do you like eating with others or alone? I said alone because sometimes I eat food so good, I emit a casual moan. I don't like to make people uncomfortable. But do you like eating with others or alone? That is tonight's question. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can let us know what you think. What else? It was another day today. What was the other? Here we go. National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. I don't. Why is that a day? That's pretty strange. Here's a very exciting thing. Before we bring in Mike Mercury, I want to say this. Conrad, have you ever had a Choco Taco?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm eating a Choco Taco, I want to be left alone. I want to put some jazz music.
How many of those can you put down in one sitting?
Well, have I eaten dinner already or is that my dinner?
That's your dinner.
Easily six. I'm not a huge guy, but I could easily mow six Choco Tacos. In fact, I'd rather eat a Choco Taco than a real taco. What about you? How many do you think you could eat?
Oh, if it's my dinner, I could probably do like two. I just think
two?
I think they get too soggy for me at the end.
That's the best part, dude. When the ice cream kind of melts a little bit and the shell of said Choco Taco gets a little soggy.
I'm not a big fan of the sogginess of it.
So take them right out of the freezer. You really only think you could eat two. Now you made me feel like a real slob.
I don't think I could eat more than two of those, to be honest.
That's crazy. I misjudged you. I thought you
maybe
you were,
all the Klondike with it.
I thought you were serious about sports.
All the Klondike with it, then.
How many Klondikes do you think you get?
Oh, those I could easily put down the whole package.
All right, now I don't feel so bad. We will ask our next guest what he thinks about the Choco Taco. And he's a very funny guy. He's got some stand-up dates coming up in Wisconsin. You want to know where they are. He's a very funny guy. Mike Mercury is next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News Brief. A judge has ordered former President Trump and his company to pay more than $350 million in penalties in a civil fraud case and has banned him from doing business in New York for 3 years. New York Attorney General Letitia James.
His long-running fraud was intentional, egregious, illegal.
Former President Trump says he will appeal.
This is Russia. This is China. This is the same game. All comes out of the DOJ. It all comes out of Biden. It's a witch hunt against his political opponent.
Russian officials say that opposition leader Alexei Navalny has died in prison. The Russian prison service says that Navalny felt unwell after a walk and lost consciousness. CBS's Olivia Gazis reports.
The reaction here has been one of scorn, of condemnation. But of course, a lot of questions remain about the circumstances of Navalny's death.
President Biden says he blames Vladimir Putin for Navalny's death. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Wisconsin's top Republican says he won't push for a lawsuit over new legislative district maps if the governor signs them into law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's getting too late for that.
We wanted to have these maps enacted now, so we have the ability to go out. I mean, there's a bunch of new districts. There's a bunch of lots of people who are going to have to be found to run for office, and that takes time.
Some Democrats speculate Republicans might sue in the hopes a judge would keep the current maps in place through this year's elections. Wisconsin is taking the first step toward enshrining limits on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the state constitution. A proposed constitutional amendment passed the state assembly yesterday. The next step would have to be to pass the Senate this year, but the upper house is only in session a few more days. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the mid-teens. It looks mostly sunny for Saturday, a little breezy, gusts to 30 miles an hour, and a high in the low 30s. Sunshine, upper 30s to near 40 degrees Sunday, into the 40s next week. It's 28 degrees right now.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Thanks for nightlighting with me, folks. This is great to be with you tonight, broadcasting statewide here in our great state of Wisconsin. From City Deck Landing in Green Bay, downtown at WGBW. So much fun on a Friday night. Night lighting a Friday night away. We got to tell Conrad's mom texts.
As always,
Paula says, I like to go out with a group of people to enjoy a meal and chat. Yeah, that's, you know what? I got to tell you, Paula, to be honest, I don't mind chatting when I'm alone either. Sometimes we're our own best friend. Really, Conrad? I don't get a laugh for that? He's like, stop making fun of my mom, man. I'll reach through this glass and destroy you. But yeah, I agree. It's fun. It is fun to go out to eat. That's like an event. That's different. I think that's not different. Yeah, I don't know. I guess Paula makes a good point. All right, let's let's get to our next guest because he's a really funny guy. He has been on the show before. He's got some stand-up dates coming up. He's a really good writer, too. And he's a guy I am proud to call a friend, Madison's own Mike Mercury. Hey, Mike.
Pete. Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I thought that was funny, your joke about Conrad's to Conrad's mom. That was funny. I don't know what's wrong with Conrad.
Thank you, buddy. Well, he spells his name with a K, so, yeah. You know. His mom seems very normal, though. She raised a very good kid. She's a great mom. And I don't disagree with her, actually. So
I wouldn't have even gotten Conrad's name right, except it shows up in the little window that I'm looking at because I'm terrible with names. I can hardly ever remember names. You ever talk to anybody you don't know, and then they're like, "Hey, what's your name?" And you're like, "It's on the tip of my tongue."
Yeah. You know what you do? Here's another good one you do, Mike. You say, "Hey, what's your name again?" And then they go. If they look offended, you go, "Dave." You're like, no, I know that, the last name. So you turn it around, right. You gaslight them, buddy. That's what you do.
Gaslighting.
Here's how insightful Conrad is, though. If you call him Conrad, he can tell if you're addressing him with a C or a K at the beginning of his name. That the kid, it's just a talent. It's one of those, you know, if he could monetize it. I don't know.
A lifetime of practice.
What, Mike, do you like to eat alone or with people?
Look, I heard that question. I was listening in. And then, first of all, I didn't know what a Choco Taco was until literally 8 minutes ago or whatever. I had to look it up.
And now the rest of your night is planned.
Yeah. And then I heard you say you could eat six of them. And I was heartbroken, to be honest.
Oh, no.
I had so much more respect for you than that.
Well, so what are you saying? That's not a lot or that's too many?
No, it's ice cream, right? Ice cream. Six Choco Taco, but something called a Choco Taco.
Yeah,
there's chocolate and ice cream. What else is in it?
It's misleading because there is ice cream in it. But I would say the beauty of
hamburger. What's the taco part?
No, the beauty of the Choco Taco is it's got crumbled nuts. It's got like that dried chocolate, but then there's also some syrupy chocolate in it with white ice cream and a nice chocolate waffle thing for the shell.
Now you're talking dirty to me.
Listen, buddy, one of these days, you and I, we got to pal around and we'll get some Choco Tacos and we'll just go sit by a tree and have a picnic. I think that could be really fun.
When I heard crumbled nuts, I was all over it.
Well, okay. So here's the thing with eating alone, Mike, and I don't think I'm alone here. I like, depending on the meal, I like to eat alone so I can enjoy the food without any interruptions. I can make borderline sensuous noises while I'm eating food if it's really good. You know, I don't want to be judged.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I hear you. I still eat. I've been married for 33 years. I still eat half of my meals standing up over the sink. You know,
why do you do that, Mike?
Part of it is diet. Like I'm eating a lot of just fruits and vegetables these days. Oh. I mean, whatever. I don't want to go into it. Look, I like junk. I like junk, but I mean, I just saw somebody on Facebook posted a link to their kid's fundraiser, you know, and so I live in a residential neighborhood and we still get people coming around selling stuff. You know, the Girl Scouts sell cookies.
Sure.
Love Boy them. Scouts sell popcorn, whatever. And they always come up and it's always crap, pizzas and blocks of cheese the size of your head and stuff. And we have a rule at our house where we're like, look, if a kid comes to the house, just support them, buy whatever it is yourself. When I say we have a rule, that's my wife's rule. And, you know, we want to help them out is the point. But then they get here and she's gone at work during the day and I'm at home. And I'm like, look, I'm trying to stay healthy. I don't want to eat pizza and popcorn and all the stuff you're selling. How about if I just give you the money instead? And, you know, because they got to split half the money with whoever gives them the stuff anyway. And they don't get it. I had a kid here a couple weeks ago for the wrestling team selling coupon books. Have you seen the coupon book? Oh,
those
book?
Are brutal. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's like $35 and then the kids pitches and you can save money on places where you're already shopping. I'm like, kid, I haven't left my house in 5 years. And then he's like, but don't you want to save money? And I look through the book and it's like, save $5 at Donna's Dizzling Digits, whatever the hell. You know, like I'm going down there for a hand job or whatever. Whoa. You call it. Whatever it's called. What, you know, the right. The thing, the manicure, the manicure.
Oh, there, that's different. Okay.
Yeah, that's different. Anyway.
Well, kids, I don't think you should ask for it the way you ask for it when you go into the store. You might get a different service.
Yeah. So I told the kid, I said, he goes, he's telling me I'm saving money. I'm like, I don't think you really understand the concept. But I said, look, I'll just give you the $35 and you can keep the book and then sell the book to somebody else. And he his lip starts quivering and he looks at me, goes, why can't you just say no like a normal person?
Oh no. Here's what you do, kid. I'll let you keep the book. I'll give you $35. Go sell it to someone else for 10. You still come out way ahead. See, I don't think you should just give the kids money. Here's what I would do, Mike, if I were you. Somebody come to my door and I didn't want to or selling, I would say, here's $35. I don't want to eat that crap. Go buy me some Brussels sprouts. Bring them back.
Yeah.
At least you get something out of it that way, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like Brussels sprouts either. I get choco tacos.
I'm going to convert you yet.
it could happen.
Mike, you have some stand-up dates coming up. What do you got coming up on the calendar?
Well, tomorrow I'm in Green Lake, Wisconsin at the Heidel House, which the Heidel House is a well-known sort of resort and conference center. They're having a Valentine's Day dinner show, and Valentine's Day was Wednesday, so this is Saturday, because who goes out on a Wednesday night? Yeah. Nobody goes out on a school night. And I just looked up the information because last time I was on with you, you were sort of busting my chops about my lack of promotional skills and how I didn't know certain details. So I looked it up, which is fair, perfectly reasonable thing to do because I need to know how to do that stuff. Sure. I looked it up on their website before I called in with you. It's HeidelHouse.com. They're promoting it as a Jack and Jill dinner.
Ooh.
And I have no idea what that means. Other than you have to go fetch your own water, I guess. I don't know what a Jack and Jill. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, you might have booked yourself at least like some kind of swingers event or something.
Yeah, Jack and Jill.
You show up flying solo. That doesn't look good.
Yeah. So anyway, they're having, it's a big, like a fancy thing, I think. I mean, it's like you can buy a dinner and show package. Or you can just come to the show at 8:30 and it's only like $20 just for the show. But if you want dinner and the show, it's 60, 65, 70, something like that.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's not bad. And then you can, of course, you can stay over at the lovely hotel resort. And I have an opening act with me, a guy named Steve Hartman out of Milwaukee area, very funny guy. And Taylor Swift is going to pop in and do a guest set.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Pretty sure she's going to pop back in from wherever she's in. I don't know, Brazil or somewhere right now, I think. But she'll be here tomorrow with her boyfriend, and they'll do a few minutes.
She's got a new tight five, I guess, she wants to try out. Some new material. What better place, honestly? She can't go back to Kansas City for a while. She probably is sick of Hollywood. The Chiefs fans have had enough of her, so, pop into Green Lake.
They're cute kids. They're cute kids, aren't they?
What did you think of the Super Bowl? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. I watched it. First of all, like most cheeseheads, I was watching going, the Packers.
We should have been there.
Packers should have won. Yeah, Packers should have been there. So I had a chip on my shoulder. I was watching going, this is stupid. The Packers should be in this. I already resented the whole entire affair. So it's hard. That's not a good attitude to be watching the Super Bowl, but I watched and I thought it was, relatively dull and not, some people don't And it was until like the fourth quarter, and then it got good. I almost walked away at one point. I was basically watching for the commercials, and then the game itself got good and better right. than the commercials.
It's so funny,
I didn't really care much who won.
Yeah, my guest is Mike Mercury. He's a comedian based in Madison and a writer. He will be performing in Green Lake at, what's it called again, Mike?
The Heidelhaus Resort.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
Check it out for sure. Mike does a great job. So did you want, and I agree with you, like the first half was like, oh my gosh, is this a Super Bowl? But I would never turn it off when Patrick Mahomes is playing. And they were down, I think. So as a Packer fan, were you like, did you want the Niners to lose, or how did you finagle that?
Actually, I sort of, you know, I have weird ways how I rationalize these things, Pete. I'm not a big fan of either team, but
yeah.
I will always root for an underdog. And on that basis alone, I was rooting for the 49ers because I was like, come on, the you know, Chiefs have won, what, two out of the last three or whatever yeah. it is. You know, so who cares? You know, I get it. If you're a Chiefs fan, that's great. You know, woohoo. You know, whatever.
But Mike,
you know,
it's funny how you just presented that last little thing you said. This is also National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. And
yeah.
you acted a little grouchy there, but it's forgiven. What are you? Okay, let's say you're running the Packers. Who are you drafting? What position are you going after?
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about that sort of stuff. I'm a fairly hardcore fan, but I'm not a knowledgeable fan at all. I'm just a dope on the couch going, come on, let's, you know, I know guys who you can start to tell me about the left tackle and his name and
yeah.
how he moves and why he was out of position. And I'm like, it doesn't mean anything to me. I'm like, who? Yeah. All I know is they got 4 yards and didn't fumble. You know, woohoo, keep going. But I don't know anything about that sort of who they should draft. I don't know. Jeez, who should you tell me? Who should they draft?
I don't. Conrad. Who should they draft?
No, not Conrad.
Conrad with a K.
They need something on the defense, something in cornerback.
Okay. I've heard that from other people too. I'm with really you though. And I appreciate your candor, Mike, because when I argue with my friends about football, we all act like we know what we're talking about. And that's when you get into trouble. So we'll talk more about this. Mike Mercury is my guest, and I'm going to ask him about Wisconsin Lakes versus Minnesota Lakes and where a Choco Taco tastes better in which state. So we'll talk more about that with Mike. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Welcome back. So, our question tonight on it's National No One Eats Alone Day. And we had this discussion. Some people like eating alone. I at times like eating alone. Our question tonight is, do you prefer to eat alone or with others? From the 715 Peshigo, it's eating alone with a show. Conrad, right out of your book, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. They were listening.
They were listening. And then 920 Steve, Pete, when I'm watching my favorite movie, I love eating my favorite foods. Could be an awesome supreme thin crusted pizza, chicken wings, gyro, loaded tacos. I think he means in separate sittings. Potato chips with French onion dip, or just a great six pack of beer without anyone, especially Conrad's mom saying, are you watching that movie again? So Steve likes to curl up like maybe to Fletch or Caddyshack with some pizza. Oh, we got to hang, man. That sounds like a really fun night. Mike Mercury is my guest. He is with us right now. We are talking about, he will be Saturday night. Will be in Green Lake at Heidel House doing his comedy skits. And Mike is very funny. If you're in that area, go check it out for sure.
Yeah. Hey, so that's really a day. The day, I mean, this you eat alone, do you, whatever it was called. Who thinks of these? Whoever came up with that, I guarantee you they're eating alone, Pete.
Right, exactly. And they want a day, and that's okay. We all deserve a day. Mike, I got to tell you, we're here at the studio. There's like 8 cop cars pulled up. You see the blue light?
Yeah.
And here's what I do an idiot. I don't know what, if it's a shooting or what. So I walk over to the window and make it easy for whoever's acting up to kill me. So, Conrad, can you tell what's going on out there?
I could not. But all I know is the light is just directly going into your face.
Yeah. The GBPD are on it. If they could kill the lights, that would be nice. Like, Curdy, I don't think I asked for too much.
I don't think
from our boys in blue. Hey, Mike, so today is Chris Rock's birthday. I think he's 59. Yeah, are you a fan?
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's amazing.
No, I apologize. It was his birthday the other day, and we already celebrated it, but I did want to know because he did a movie, and here's why I brought this up. He did a film called Down to Earth, which was kind of a remake of Heaven Can Wait. And he's been in some other movies, and I'm watching season 4 of Fargo right now, and he's in that. I have to say, as a fellow comedian, I sort of retired a while ago, but, you know, I'm kind of blown away by him because when you see his stand-up act, it's very much like he's just sort of, he's saying his jokes. There's like no nuance, really. These are my jokes, and this is what I'm saying. And but to see him act really kind of floored me because he's pretty good.
Yeah. And it's so different that it's an adjustment because I watched some of the new Fargo, right? Is it just called Fargo?
Yeah. He's in season 4. The new one is season 5. But yeah.
So I watched the first couple episodes, and the first time I saw him, I was like, wait a minute, this is not Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Of course. You know what I mean? But of course he's acting. So it's not, you know, I guess I was sort of expecting it was going to be Chris Rock,
right?
As Chris Rock in Fargo. But
yeah.
No, he's acting. So
that's the same way I was. Yeah, he just and in this movie, I've only seen parts of it, but Down to Earth, the remake of Heaven Can Wait, he's the lead, and I think he produced it and wrote it. So every once in a while, someone surprises you. It's like I knew he was a great stand-up. I've worked with him before, and he just was so kind of in your face and edgy. And then he's doing these cool roles. It's just kind of a cool thing to see. Have you ever done any acting, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I started as an actor.
Oh, no kidding.
And yeah, to be honest, I mean, I like stand up a lot. If I could be in a series or something, I would prefer to be doing that, I think. Yeah. I moved out to LA and, you know, a long time ago in the '80s and did a couple things. But nothing, I couldn't quite catch, you know, a significant break. I worked on the movie Three Amigos in 84.
No 85. Way.
Yeah. As I was on the production staff. And so then did some other, you know, extra stuff, but I worked on some things like that when I was there. And then just like we had recently, there was, that was the last, or maybe not the last, but there was a significant strike in 88, and I was working on a show, and the strike went on a long time and shut down everything. And that pretty much sent me packing back to Wisconsin because I was broke and unemployed. And, you know, for different reasons, I never made it back to L.A. So I stayed in the Midwest and have been doing comedy.
Your story is not that rare. I've heard a lot of stories like that. People get out there. They've only been there a year and bam, work shuts down for 6 months. And they're like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm just going to go home. And then it's like, yeah, home's not so bad. And they never go back. So that's really interesting, though. My guest is Mike Mercury. He is a comedian and a very funny guy in Madison. You got any other Wisconsin dates coming up, Mike?
I do, actually. I mean, next week I'm going to be close. I'm going to be at the Olympic Theater in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay.
On Thursday, and the Rhythm City Casino in Davenport on Friday. But then March 8th, I'll be in a town called... I'll be at Round Lake Farms in Wisconsin. The town is called Potter, Wisconsin, but it's a big show and a big place. It's a some big company owns this. They built this big entertainment facility. I can't remember the name of the company or I'd give them a plug.
Sure.
But it'll be a good show there. And I'll be there with Rocky Laporte, who you probably know out of Chicago. And Rocky's fantastic.
Tell Rocky I said hello, Mike. Thanks so much for your time tonight. If you guys get a chance, go see Mike this Saturday. He's at Heidel House in Green Lake, and then March 8th at Round Lake Farm in Potter, Wisconsin. You will not regret it. He's a very funny guy, and it's been great having you on tonight, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good to see you guys, and nice to see you too, Conrad. Say hi to your mom.
I will.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
Go get a Choco Taco.
Oh, we're going to do it, buddy. We're going to go nuts. Right. Me and Mike and Choco Tacos next time I'm in Madison. That's what I see in my near future. Hey, coming up in just a minute, Mike Clemens will be here. And he just got back from Vegas a few days ago. I'm going to want to hear how that went. I talked to him a couple times on the phone. But we'll get a more in-depth scoop on Mike's Vegas trip to the Super Bowl. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Coming up Monday on Matt Nair On Air, UW Madison entomologist PJ Leash joins the show. They're coming. Don't miss it.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the
original? Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM. W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.